the members and the staff members. Let's immediately move over to the minister. To give input on this department's APPs and how to change this for me. Sorry, comrades, I am so sick this morning. I'm trying my best. But it's something here. If the minister is in the meeting, I will hand over to the minister.
Chair, good morning, honourable members. I'm not sure, Chair, as to whether the minister is here, having opened the proceedings for the portfolio last week. But I can check with the DG as to whether the minister is here. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. And if the minister is not here, the DG can continue.
I'm not sure, Chair, this is Bongani Mabogo from NDA. I'm not sure, Chair, if there's anyone from DSD. I don't see their names because they had their meeting, I think, last week. They might not have joined. I'm not sure how we proceed.
Now then, we must proceed with the presentations from the two departments. It will be fine. The department came to.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry, I was just trying to see if my video worked. Looks like it's not working, as in show. But my name is Bongani Mabogo. I'm the acting chief executive officer of the NDA. As I start, Chair, I'm requesting Mr. Malule to load the NDA presentation of the 2022-23 annual performance plan, so that we can start. Mr. Marule, if you can load our APP presentation in the meantime.
Okay. Thank you and good morning, members. May I request the host to allow screen sharing for my end?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honourable members and our colleagues from SAFRAN in the NDA. I have made yourself a co-host.
I don't know who is. I don't know. It's making a noise.
Somebody
is giving a presentation at the back. Can we just get the department to start?
Well, I'm trying to say good morning and sincere apologies for joining late. Sorry, I hope you can hear me. I'm so sorry, I had a bit of connectivity challenges, Chair. I think the minister's in
we're waiting for the minister to make her remarks.
I'm here, Chaperson. I did make my remarks, guys. You know that. I made my remarks. I covered everyone in that meeting, the first meeting that we had. I'm here because I have to listen to your presentation, but also I have a CAP committee meeting. So my apologies, Chaperson, for jumping in like that. I thought the meeting had started because I'm connecting to a CAP committee meeting. My apologies. I am here, but I'll be in and out, Chaperson. And I did make my remarks the previous time.
Thank you, Minister. Can we continue with the presentation?
Thank you, Chaperson. I'm not sure who has loaded the presentation. If they can put it in the presentation mode whilst I start so that we don't delay the proceeding. Mr. Marule put it in a presentation mode. The purpose of the presentation is to present to the Select Committee on Health and Social Development our annual performance plan for 2022-23 and our financial MTEF budget for 2022-23 to 2024. The presentation structure covers the purpose, covers the contextual analysis, the strategy, MTF, and a conclusion recommendation. I will cover the contextual analysis. Mr. Morule will cover the annual performance plan, and our CFO, Ms. Mutsen, will cover the budget. Just to make few points, because I take the presentation has been read, I just ran through the points in the context. We are presenting a 2022-23 annual performance plan in a context where the NDA is completing its turnaround strategy, which has been forced by the fact that over the years our focus is on poverty eradication, but the current model that we have been using has not been effective, has not delivered, because it has really focused on looking.
This meeting is being recorded.
It has been looking at funding small projects that had not really given impact, because we all know that we are faced with high levels of poverty, high levels of unemployment. That is really growing at a rate which is alarming. So we had looked at the current financial year as a bridging gap that will allow us that the next financial year APP and strategy would have been aligned to the business model, which in it, as we are at the tail end of that turnaround strategy, we will be focusing on all of our one impactful project. Two, focusing on job creation, in which would want to achieve sustainable growth, more especially in poor community, creating jobs, and we would want to increase our resource mobilization strategy. The next slide. In an attempt to do that, there are a couple of, if you can move to the next slide, for us is to maximize the impact on job creation and sustainable economic activities, more especially in poor communities. This will then require us to do a couple of things. The first one is considering our business operation and redesign entirely our program that are focusing on two things, employment opportunities and business and business activities for poor communities. Those two will definitely impact, will have a huge impact on poverty alleviation and poverty reduction. The second part of it is diversifying and increasing our financial sources. We currently rely on only on the National Treasury allocation through the Department of Social Development, whereas our efforts to mobilize funding from all sources, which include the private sector, the foreign government, development agencies, the all government departments, and the turnaround strategy has actually drawn and mapped out what we need to do in order to mobilize resources from all of these sources. And the second part is actually telling us that we got to attract funding, and in order for us to attract funding, we have to redesign our funding model such that we focus on big, impactful, community-based economic activities that improve the lives of the people in those communities and foster in ensuring that investments that goes to those communities are kept and they kept on revolving within those communities before they can get out of those communities. And the third part is looking at how we can assist in coordinating all activities for development that would take place in the district development model. Without a coordinating structure and a coordinating arm for the district development model, the turnaround strategy indicates that all interventions will continue to be implemented in a silo format. So NDA has got a role to coordinate all development at that level. And the last part is modernizing our system. Our systems aren't geared towards implementing the requirements of that emerging turnaround strategy. And we need to improve and foster a better branding and communication strategies for the NDA. The strategy is already in a final mode for both branding and communication. The next page. Our focus in increasing both funding and job creation and skills development is focusing on currently in this financial year, focusing on youth, creating youth economic activities and employment through the presidential stimulus package. We have already been allocated 30 million to do that. And that will give us around 2,000 jobs that will be created. We're also implementing that we've got funding for venture creation program, which really is a mix of job creation and skills development for business, upcoming business entrepreneurs at community level. And we have packaged our grant funding to fund cooperatives. And fund cooperatives that have got the potential for building their business capabilities in their cooperatives and also creating jobs. And within cooperatives and foster a collaborative relationship across different types of cooperatives so that they can capture the market. And lastly, we have 9 pilot sites that we have created within the district that have been identified by government as pilot for district development model, where we run all of these programs and test this year what is the best way of ensuring that we create jobs. And we're shifting our research program to really focus on identifying and debating gaps that are created by our development policy currently. And our aim is to look at the bottlenecks in implementing policy and propose ways within which we can improve the ability of turning around policies into implementable, defined, strategic program and projects that are geared towards reducing unemployment, and ultimately the impact would be reducing unemployment, reducing poverty, and creating economic activities for the poor communities. I will just stop there as my just high level remarks on the context, and I'll ask Mr. Morule to take us to the 2022-23 strategy and annual performance plan. Through you, Chair, I can ask Mr. Morule to just take us through that section, and after him, the CFO will take us through the budget. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mabongo. Good morning, members. Good morning, ministers and portfolio leadership. I'm going to make a presentation, just an extension of the presentation that Mr. Mabongo made on strategy and the APP in particular for 2022-23 financial year. We have made a number of slight adjustments to the strategy. So what is being presented today is a slightly amended strategic plan and a totally new APP for 2023. What has remained the same, however, unchanged, is the impact statement, the vision and the mission for ADA, which is just presented on this slide as a way of reminder for the members. The impact statement for ADA is reduced levels of poverty in South Africa. The vision is championing development of society free from poverty. And the mission is a premier development agency that coordinates and integrates development initiatives to break the cycle of poverty in the country. This impact statement, vision and mission will be affected by the considered turnaround strategy once it has been signed off. So there will be a few suggestions that are specific to what the impact statement should be going forward, as well as the vision and the mission. And the organizational values for NDA are as listed in the slide: integrity, accountability, responsibility, transparency, respect, ubuntu, innovation, and excellence. The strategic focus areas for the NDA, as well as listed in the strategic plan, have not changed, but there has been a lot of mileage and achievements made against a number of these key strategic focus areas. And they center around the NDA turnaround strategy. The first one is to look at the facilitation of the amendment of the NDA Act, which processes have already begun by the MARA department, where inputs are being received for the amendment of the Act internally within the portfolio. And NDA has made, has which was part of last year's, the last financial year's KPIs, has made a contribution to a position document which listed a number of key bottlenecks in the Act that ought to change. Number one, to also align with the PFMA, but number two, to deal with other bottlenecks that have been identified that are impeding developmental programs and interventions. The second part is the review of the service delivery model, and this, together with the review of the business model, they are tied to the turnaround strategy in the sense that there is a proposed business model, new business model, which impacts on the service delivery model. In other words, how we are functioning and how we deliver services on the ground. So that is already changing. So the turnaround strategy is in essence achieving these two steps. One, the business model, two, the service delivery model, in what it proposes. So the other aspects that are related to the turnaround strategies which are being implemented is the, which will be implemented later, so is the strengthening of the NDA institutional capacity. So one thing that we need to do is to assess the capacity of the NDA to implement the turnaround strategy. And in so doing, we need to understand the skills that are required and have a sense of the personnel that we have in our fold currently, so that we come up with proper, whether it's training interventions and all related interventions to ensure that the reconsidered NDA as proposed by the turnaround strategy can be fully implemented by a capable workforce. The last part is the strengthening of the CSO capacity to deliver on the NDA mandate. And the core of the turnaround strategy is the extension of NDA services by the CSO community. So we need to be in tandem with the CSO community in relation to their capacity to deliver, their ability to extend the development of programs to the communities that they are based in. So the capacity building program that we are currently implementing will be revamped as a key proposal emanating from the turnaround strategy, such that the CSOs are fully empowered to deliver the mandate of the NDA in the communities that they are based in. The impact and the outcomes of the as listed in the strategic plan, I think this is where the changes have been made on few outcomes and outcome indicators. The one outcome which has remained as it were in the originally tabled strategic plan is good governance, the first outcome, good governance. So that has remained the same. The outcome indicators as well is to have an effective system in place to achieve good governance. And we having a specific particular focus on unqualified audit without findings and having a body place, which process is already underway. The second outcome relates to effective strategic partnerships to effect development goals. We want to raise resources to the value of 275 million over a 5-year period. We're coming, I think, from a baseline of 55 million. So already in this current financial year, we have raised, I think, more than 50 million towards this 275 million. So efforts are, I think, are fully underway to ensure that the 275 million is reached by the end of the 5-year MTSF period. The third outcome is on sustainable CSOs that provide development services to deprived communities and demographics. And we're looking at a number of CSOs that have been capacitated by NDA, and the percentage of funds that have been dispersed to CSOs for poverty eradication. Our target in respect of those 3,000 CSOs capacitated and 80% of all funds raised for CSOs that are just poverty eradication initiatives. The last and final outcome is appropriate development policy through thought leadership. And we're looking at having formal development dialogues to promote changes to development policy. The target of development dialogue that we want to have is 20 over 5 years. And this emanates primarily from the research that we are undertaking, looking at topical issues that have been researched upon and therefore been dialogued by the CSOs, government, and members of the academia as well. So those are the specific changes that have been effected in the strategic plan and have been fully appended in the APP document as well. I'm now going to go into the APP, starting with Program 1. The first indicator on Program 1 is percentage reduction of non-compliance regarding RW expenditure reported. The target for 2022-23 in particular is to have 80% reduction of non-compliance resulting in irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure reported. And our quarterly targets will increment from 20% to 80% by the fourth quarter, which correlates with our annual target of 80%. We've heard, I think, members would have received, quarterly reports, even the annual report for the last financial year, where we had been, putting in place mechanisms and efforts to ensure that we deliver on this. So there has been some ground covered in relation to, this 80%, or particularly what the target was for the last financial year. And as such, there has been quite a lot of lessons learned and efforts made to ensure that we are continuously able to, to reduce non-compliance resulting in debt expenditure. To the extent that the condonation request that had been sent to National Treasury has since been approved in respect of the 21-22 target. So the effect that it has on this target is that the lessons learned from the requirements for condonation be met by us as the agency towards what Treasury requires will be put in place, and many of them have been put in place to ensure that this 80% is realized by the end of the financial year. For the two other financial years, forming part of the MTEF, we have 90% and 100% total reduction by 2024-25 financial year. The second indicator relates to ICT strategy and architecture aligned to NDA business model approved and implemented. Our target is to have the approval and the implementation of the ICT strategy in the 22-23 financial year. So the draft turnaround strategy has already proposed a business model, and this business model has to sit on an ICT architecture which will propel the business model forward and determine the different business needs and enterprise-wide needs, for the implementation of the business model. So it is important that we realign our ICT strategy, which we've had in place, I think, since 2016. We've had an ICT master plan and strategy which was approved by the previous board. So we want to revisit it and align it to the proposed business model so that the two run in sync, and the ICT strategy and architecture seeks to implement in advance the specific requirements for the business model. The specific quarterly targets will be looking at the current SE's IT architecture, so as to review it and tell how far apart it is from the business model and what needs to be changed. And in quarter two, we look at the requirements for the 2B IT architecture design. We will have it approved by the board in quarter three. This is the ICT strategy and architecture. and have it implemented in quarter four. The next indicator relates to the organizational structure being aligned to the new business model. I think there are specific requirements from the turnaround strategy. It proposes how NDA should be configured going forward. It makes new proposals of organizational restructuring. And as a result, it was important for us to start to focus on the KPI of having a new organizational structure in place so as to align the structure to the business model so that the two are existing. So we'll be pursuing in 2022-23 financial year the approval and implementation of the new organizational structure that is already aligned, you know, to the business model. And I think in line as well with the ICT strategy, the KPI that I've just presented, we will look at our own current organizational structure and where the mismatch is between it and the proposed business model. So that when the organizational structure, the proposed one, is put in place, the gaps have been already identified and the proposed organizational structure seeks to plug those particular gaps. And by quarter three, you will have that full alignment and approval by the board for implementation in quarter four. The next indicator looks at the strategic partnership model aligned to NDA business model. We have strategic partners in the form of CSOs and government departments and other agencies outside government as well and foreign government. So we need to put in place a strategic partnership model for NDA. And this comes on the back of the state and CSO partnership model, which we worked on and developed in the previous financial year. So we want to work on the gains made out of that state and CSO partnership model as it was developed, to develop a more specific to NDA strategic partnership model. Basically, to see how do we interact with strategic with partners and what value do you want to derive out of this strategic partnerships, and what do we cooperate and collaborate on, and what are the rules of engagement, as it were, you know, in such corporations, and what kind of business, what kind of corporations will we pursue, you know, to ensure that there's development interventions in the communities, and what kind we will not pursue, so as to make sure that our business is more focused and is more targeted towards particular partners, you know, strategic partners that will take our business forward. So we will be pursuing the approval thereof of the strategic partnership model in 2022-23 financial year for implementation in the two outer years of the MTEF. In the next indicator, which is in program two, we're looking at rand value of resources raised from NDA partnerships to fund CSO development interventions. We're looking at raising 35 million from NDA partnerships. So this is specifically from these partnerships, the current partnerships that we have. Most of our partnerships are government-based. So these are government departments, but we want to increase our reach and coverage as guided by Section 4 of the Act, where we start raising quite seriously funds from outside government in the private sector, but also the Act enjoins us to raise funds from foreign governments and agencies outside the borders of our country. So with the strategic partnership model that we want to put in place and the resource mobilization strategy that we'll put in place, which will be a derivative of the strategic partnership model, we will now start targeting other funding sources outside of government, but still ensuring that within government we raise sufficient resources. Our target is 35 million in the 22-23 financial year, 45 million in 23-24, and 55 million in 24-25. Primarily, what has informed our target was a low baseline that we came from. I think we had a baseline of about 20 million or so and this was as a result of suppression brought about by COVID, where we had been able to raise I think close to 200 million in previous years, but in that, since the advent of COVID, we were unable to raise as much as we raised before, so we had to lower our bar, so to say. But I think with the introduction of other funding sources, we should be able to reach this 35 million and possibly even surpass it. The next indicator is on number of work opportunities, and the CEO had already spoken, I think, at length about this indicator. We're looking at creating 3,000 work opportunities. And these work opportunities that the CEO presented, they'll be coming from new venture programs that we are implementing through funding coming from UIF. We have a collaboration and partnership with UIF around new venture programs. We'll be largely recruiting unemployed youth, you know, to introduce them to new venture programs that they can venture into. The second one is on the stimulus package, the presidential stimulus package, which we were granted 30 million, I think last year, October, November. So we'll be fully implementing it in 2022-23 financial year. You know, and out of that, it is expected that we will have about 2,000 or so work opportunities. We'll also have, in our own grant funding, a specific focus where there are requirements for job. There's a requirement for job creation as we fund these organizations, particularly income generating organizations. There will be an expectation of creation of work opportunities. So the total aggregate value of work opportunities to be created in 2022-23 financial year will be 3,000. The next indicator is on the CSOs that are capacitated to strengthen their institutional capacity. I've already, I think, spoken at length about the need to empower CSOs with specific interventions in the form of call them courses that we render in the NDA. So these are specific interventions on financial management, on project management, I've mentioned project management as well. I think the idea behind this is to ensure that in relation to governance, these particular CSOs are able to operate sustainably. Because the challenges that beset these CSOs are largely around their lack of capability, you know, to adhere to governance and to be able to run the business in line with financial management principles. So these are the benefit of the interventions derived from the courses that we render in this particular CSOs. We're looking at 2,000 CSOs, you know, to train on all such interventions that we render in the NDA. 2,000 CSOs in 2022-23, and this will increment by 500 in the two outer years. The next indicator, which relates to our core mandate, is the disbursement of funds for grant funding, and we're looking at 95% of funds disbursed to CSOs, you know, to ensure that they are able to further development interventions in the community that they are based in. As I said, the focus, there's a link between this indicator and the creation of work opportunities, particularly in relation to income generating CSOs, where we are targeting income generating CSOs, and the requirement therein is for them, as we contract with them, the requirement is for them to create work opportunities and to report accordingly on such work opportunities, which goes a long way in demonstrating how our funding has become, you know, beneficial in those particular communities. It's not only a funding that goes to a CSO, but it's funding that goes to the, you know, that creates job opportunities that can be accessed by members of the community that the CSOs are based in. So the target is to have 95% of these funds dispersed. This is specific to, the budget that has been allocated to grant funding as derived from the allocation from national treasury. So all such budget, we're looking at 95% of funds spent. And I think in the previous years, we have been able to deliver more than 90% of such funds. Our target for this current year, as it was for the previous year as well, is 95%. The last indicator on program two is reviewed CSO development interventions piloted in one district per province aligned to district development model. This is where we see the need for coordination on the ground of development partners, particularly coordinating the district development model, as it were. And this is what one of the key things that was raised by the district development model as well, that on the ground there's lack of coordination of development partners, and therefore all the developmental aid that is going towards communities is uncoordinated as a result. What we will be doing in relation to the district development model, but also implementing the revised business model for the NDA, it is to identify pilot sites in the districts. And in identifying these pilot sites, we also identify, we undertake community needs. In other words, we profile the communities that that we will be rendering these pilot needs. We identify what the community needs are. We profile these communities. We make a determination and assessment of the development partners in that particular community or in that particular district, and we then coordinate development towards making sure that whatever needs to be rendered in that community, in line with what we have proposed that community to be, is rendered by all development partners. And it could be within government, whether it's the Department of Water, the Department of Housing, Department of Agriculture, all government partners and private partners as well that are present in that particular community, to ensure that development is coordinated and it is seamless, you know, going into that particular community. With NDA being at the center of assessing community needs and coordinating development in that particular community. So that is exactly what this pilot will be doing. Piloting is piloting what is proposed in our business model, because the essence of this is also derived from our own turnaround strategy, from the business model that we propose therein, and but to do it in a manner that fits the you know, the specifics and the ideals of the district development model. So we'll be looking at 9 pilot sites altogether, which will be pursued in threes from quarter 2 to quarter 4. So in total it'll be 9. So quarter 1 will serve as preparation of this, you know, of this the framework that will assist us in ensuring that we are able to successfully pilot in the last three quarters of the financial year. In program 3, the first indicator is on number of research publications produced to provide a basis for development policy. We're targeting three research publications in the 22-23 financial year, and we will pursue 4 in 23-24 and 24-25 financial years. In the 3 research publications that we will undertake or that we will produce, first one is on economic transformation and job creation, the second on skills development intervention in strengthening the institutional capacity of the CSOs, and the third and final one we should be undertaking in quarter 4 will be on the role of CSOs as peacemakers during the civil unrest in South Africa. So I think there's a lot of lessons that we have learned, but we want to document them in a form of a research and get more voices in particularly in the civil unrest, where a desktop I think assessment had already been done, but we want to reduce this to a formal research through which we can tell what the specific role of CSOs are as peacemakers, in particular during civil unrest in Soweto. The next indicator is on
sharing now. The chairperson is having a challenge. I want to remind you that you must make sure that you will be done by 11 because we still have another presentation.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll speed it up. Thank you. This next indicator deals with evaluations conducted from program design and implementation. We're looking at three evaluations in 22-23 financial year. One focusing on NDA-funded income generation project. Another focusing on the evaluation for the NDA-implemented CARA program. And the final one on the evaluation of the NDA-funded social service project. The last indicator will be focusing on the dialogues held with external stakeholders to inform development policy. Again, as I said earlier, this is core to our secondary mandate, which is focusing on influencing and debating development policy. So all the researches that have been undertaken in the some in 21-22 financial year and others in 22-23 financial year in the earlier quarters will be dialogued, I think, from quarter 1 to quarter 4. This ends the APP presentation, but linked to this is the MTEF budget, which is the budget that will be implemented in line with it, or to implement the APP. May I request with your permission, sir, the CFO, Ms. Karen Moussa, take up for the presentation from here.
Thank you, Ben. Good morning, Chair and Minister, members, CEO and colleagues. So the NDA's budget application for the 22-23 financial year amounts to 219.2 million, which represents an 11% decrease in the prior year allocation of 245.9 million. Noting that the prior year allocation of 215.9 million was supplemented by a special budget adjustment of 7 million for the volunteer program, adjusting the prior year allocation upwards to 245.9 million. The allocation remains substantially the same in the 23-24 financial year, increasing by 0.4%, which is well below the projected inflation of 4.4%, and in the outer year of the MTF, budget increases on prior year by 9.8 million, which is 4%, which is more in line with projected inflation over that period. In addition to the transfer allocation, the NDA also expects to earn additional revenue in the form of interest income of 1.9 million in the 22-23 financial year. And this brings the total revenue budget up to an amount of 221.2 million. On the next slide, in terms of our budget for program, so 67% of the NDA's budget is allocated to employee compensation at a cost of 145.3 million. And this leaves 33% of the budget, which is 75.9 million, available for allocation to the NDA's operational program. Now, program one, which has got governance and admin, is allocated a budget of 44.3 million. Which comprises 20% of the total budget, with operation is at 10.4 million, IT costs at 7 million, consulting fees at 5.6 million, audit fees at 4.7 million, and travel and accommodation at 4.6 million. And these comprise the main cost drivers in that program. Program 2, which is CSO development and is the main operational program, is allocated a budget of 27.9 million, with grant funding at 14 million, capacity building at 5.2 million, and social engagement and support at 3.9 million. And these comprise the main expenditure items there. And in program 3, development management and research, is allocated a budget of 3.7 million, which comprises 2% of the total budget, with research studies comprising receiving 1.8 million, and monitoring and evaluation studies receiving 1.5 million. Then on the next slide, this slide indicates the main expenditure line items. So you will see compensation of employees at 145.3 million, followed by CSO development comprising 13% of the budget at $28 million, followed by leases and municipal costs at $12.8 million, IT costs at $7.1 million, consulting fees at $5.6 million, audit fees at $4.7 million, and research and development at $3.7 million. And then we also have travel and accommodation at $4.7 million, and we have the smaller items thereafter. On the next slide, so the final slide indicates the detailed expenditure per program. I've already spoken to the main cost drivers per program, and that will bring us to the end of our presentation here, and it is recommended that the Select Committee considers and supports the annual performance plan and the MTF budget over the period 2022-2024-2025. Thank you,
Chair. That's the end of our presentation.
Thank you. Thank you from the department. Let's go through. Let's allow Sasa to give us their presentation. Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Acting Chair. Good morning, members. Thank you very much. I will ask Rapahle, our executive responsible for strategy, to load our presentation. In terms of process, I will focus on the contextual analysis, and then Rapahle will focus on the programs. We've got two programs. She will then deal with the two programs that we have in terms of what the area of focus is going to be for this particular year, and subsequent to that, we'll get the CFO, which is Mr. Chauke, to then focus on the budget as we request the committee to consider our APP and the budget. Rapahle, can you please load the presentation or CFO? I suspect that maybe they didn't have a right to load the presentation. We'll do so, ma'am. Apologies.
We are
screening, but when we try to load, it's not loading,
but we are working on it.
Okay, Chair, I think in the meantime, whilst the team loads, I will begin to do the presentation, because I want to believe that it was shared with the members whilst they deadline off to load the presentation. Minister, thank you again for being here with us as we do this presentation. The purpose of our presentation, Chair, is for us to appraise the select committee on the focus area for ourselves and be able to get support in terms of being able to support in terms of the analysis.